Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the art of dream building in the real world will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Imagine the colors of the rainbow, the colors that are perfect for you. Imagine actually touching the rainbow with your hand, wet with paint. Think now about how to find that right tool, that right plan, that right way, the pathway that will take you from where you're standing right now to where you want to go. This hit radio show will bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired. Open your mind, bring excitement back into your life, and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Becker.
Good afternoon, one and all. I hope everyone's having a fantastic Wednesday, or at least Wednesday here. I'm Jennifer B., and you are listening to Inspired Action Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour. Let us inspire and encourage you to take your perfect and unique step toward making your dreams an actual reality. Each Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern, we'll explore life's most meaningful and interesting questions that lead us to taking inspired action. The goal is to move closer every single day to the life you dream of living. Again, I'm so happy to be here with you all today. And again, Jennifer B. and my passion in life is to help you take inspired action in your life, to make progress, to take real steps, no matter how small, so that you can show yourself the incredible difference you can make in your life in a matter of days. It is a great show today. We've got some exciting topics, and we're going to be talking about solving the personality puzzle. So this is going to be interesting. Michael Becker is back with me today to talk about that. And, you know, it's so funny because with personalities as well, but spring, obviously, we all know it's here. We're having a wonderful spring in some parts of the country. But the weather, don't you all agree? The weather has been just so certainly changeable, but interesting. Right now, today, in fact, of course, spring. It's midday. It should be the time where it's the lightest. The clouds are so dark outside that I've got every light around me on. It is so funny. And what's interesting for me is that it's not so unusual that I'm a light person because, you know, when I was working in the corporate arena and I would put in so many hours during the week, I was the one walking around and looking in a lot of different offices where people were working and turning the lights on. I was always so amazed at how many people like to work in the dark. And it's, you know, I asked them multiple times, what is that about? And they just, I don't know, it's something, it's calming to them. And I know sometimes the lights in some buildings aren't really that great for us. And I do know that certainly along with tending to our spirit and tending to our mind, we need to tend to our body in that same way and give it as much attention because we need that natural spectrum daylight. Our circadian rhythm is so important to kind of keep adjusted. And the natural spectrum is really important for our body to feed off of. And so if I couldn't get the good light, I certainly was getting any light that I could. And it's really important. I've got a great Christmas gift, in fact, this last year, which was one of those wonderful lamps for this very purpose. I'm in the Northwest, so we have a lot of rain. rain in the winter and the spring, you know, we're still dealing with that. But being able to put these lights on is, I mean, the daylight, bringing that in at any given time is really important, and it really makes a big difference. So I was really loving that Christmas gift. Again, back to our topic, solving the personality puzzle. I want to just say, I have to admit, I'm one of those people that has been a longtime American Idol fan. I have been watching American Idol from the beginning, many, many seasons now. It's amazing how many seasons it's actually been on. And boy, I tell you, this season, watching the judges, I don't know what it is, but there is certainly a personality dynamic going on there. In fact, what's interesting is I've also been watching for the very first time another singing show called The Voice, which I'm sure many, many people out there are watching. And I'm actually really enjoying that. And it's funny because watching the energy dynamics, the personality dynamics with The Voice judges, I've been leaning towards them this year. And I think, wow, am I being disloyal to this wonderful program I've been watching for so many years? And, you know, not really. The personality, the dynamic, the energy going on with the judges this year is interesting. Actually, I'm going to ask Michael about that, because that is really, you know, it's just there's an oddity, I think, going on here that we should talk about. But I want to bring Michael in here because, again, he is back and he's going to take us through, he's going to lift us to the top of our game, really, when it comes to understanding ourselves and taking our communication with those around us to a whole new level. And he's going to talk about the concepts of speed reading people to ultimately have the most effective and rewarding interaction with people, with, and certainly relationships, improving our relationships in our lives. And, you know, also, I'm so excited he's doing this, since this subject is such a passion project for him. He's going to open up his time, which is really a rarity, but he's going to open up his time and offer a few time slots, 30 minutes each, for some free coaching sessions. It's amazing. He doesn't really have a lot of time often to do this, but he's going to do this because he loves this subject and he wants to open it up for people who may want to learn a little bit more about this subject. So we're really excited about that. And I have to tell you, this tool that he's going to be talking about today is an absolute favorite of mine, because it was really a lifesaver for me. When I was introduced to it almost 20 years ago now, I, of course, who I am, it led me to also study many similar models of personality and temperament tools. But this particular one, for me, the depth and dynamic, the nature of it, was shockingly accurate. And I'll say it this way, it was humanely authentic. And for me, and I know for everyone, we're always on a certain level, consciously and subconsciously seeking that. So I do want to get Michael started here. And for those who are newly joining us, a very warm welcome to you, of course. But I want to let you know a little bit about Michael. With his extensive background, he's worked with a diverse group of people. He's run successful businesses, including being president of a multi-million dollar company. He has transitioned into business success and personal coaching. And for him, this particular area, helping people succeed by understanding each other better, he has incredible passion for, again. And so I want to bring Michael on. Thanks for being here today, Michael. How are you?
I am great, Jennifer, and I'm glad to be back on.
Yes, excellent. And I was just mentioning that, commenting about American Idol. You probably heard that, which is, you know, talking about the kind of the new dynamics of energy. I know you had mentioned you watched the show too. So what's going on with the judges of American Idol and The Voice? It's kind of interesting, the differences. And again, personality wise, don't you think it's interesting what's going on with the energy?
I do. And it's interesting that I've heard quite a few people comment about that over the last couple of months, that some people are liking it. Some people like the kind of energy. Other people are kind of put off by it. They don't really like it. So it's kind of, you know, it's a very personal kind of thing. And as I started thinking about that, I realized that it gets back to that that temperament issue of, you know, who are the people that are interacting and what do they bring to the table when they are interacting. And when you watch shows like that, you see it pretty clearly that people are, and here's the big one, people are different. I mean, they're not all the same. And you see that so clearly. And sometimes that difference works really well and it makes a very nice dynamic. And sometimes it's a little off to certain people, not to everyone, but to some people it seems a little off. And it makes them even uncomfortable. You know, people just shy away from it because they feel like there's somehow an energy that they can't, you know, get in alignment with, or there's just something there that's not quite right. But this is feeding directly into what I want to talk about today, which is temperament, because it's something that I discovered about 25 years ago. And as I have delved into it and used it in all the work that I've done over the last 20 years or so, it's just been a big, big breakthrough for me. And I know it's a very big interest for you also. So that's the hope today. We'll get a chance to really talk about that.
Excellent. And you're right, too, because you can feel it watching the energy. Now, of course, we've all been accustomed to a certain type. Those of us who are American Idol fans watching the judges in the manner in which they've always operated, we've been accustomed to a certain type of format, I guess, and just how it's being handled. And this year is definitely different. And of course, I know a lot of people are really loving it as well, but I don't know. It's been really interesting to see the not only their how they deal with each other, but also how they're dealing with the singers. So anyway, it's real interesting. And you know what? We are going to take a break and come. And when we come back, we want to really talk about and have Michael really explain this, mastering who we are, how we can read the writing on the wall when it comes to the people around us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
If you are new to quantum techniques, it's easy to get a free 30-minute one-on-one session with a QT practitioner. All you need to do is make a minimum purchase of $25 from our online store at quantumtechniques.com, and you will receive a session with a QT practitioner that is worth $200. Click on the Discover Health Today in the Moving Banner section near the top of our website's homepage to get more information. Take advantage of this today.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
We are back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. My guest today is Michael Becker, and we're talking about solving the personality puzzle using this great tool and knowledge to create more fulfillment and success in our lives. And before we continue, I want to make sure you have the contact information, which is inspiredactionradio.com, and our email address, which is care, at consciousproductcenter.com. And Michael, why don't you go ahead and give folks your email address?
Mine is Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at consciousproductcenter.com.
Excellent. And when we were talking before, I really wanted you to, because that's so interesting as far as where, with the energy and personalities and such, but how did you get interested in this, and what history can you share with that?
Well, it started for me quite a while ago, over 20 years ago. And I was a manager at a company, and I was responsible for making sure that, you know, everyone was working together well and that everything was functioning at the highest levels. And I started noticing some things. I started noticing that certain people did particularly well with certain tasks and certain areas of responsibility, and other people were really struggling with those tasks and responsibilities. And I knew these people well, and it wasn't like, you know, one group was smarter than another group. It wasn't that at all. It was just this difference. And through a friend of mine who was a psychologist, one day I just bounced it off of her, and she said, well, that probably, you're talking about temperament differences. And I said, really? And she said, yeah, she gave me a book, and she said, read this. So I was interested enough that I read the book, and I was hooked immediately because I realized, whoa, this is exactly what the issues are with people. It's all about their temperament, which, and I'm going to make a distinction right away. People say interchangeably use temperament and personality. From my perspective, and I'm not a PhD in psychology, but I've studied it a lot over the last 20 plus years. There's a difference between temperament and personality, and yet they're the same thing. And by that I mean, if you visualize a house sitting on a street, personality is the part you see. Temperament is the foundation under the house that holds the house up. So if you haven't got a foundation, you won't have a stable house. It's impossible. The house will collapse over time. So your temperament is that foundation that you build your personality on top of. So it's really an extension, the temperament and the personality working together, and that creates the you that you experience internally and the you that other people experience. And so I started taking that knowledge I was gathering and applying it in the workplace with people, and suddenly amazing things started to happen. And so I got into it deeper and deeper, and I know some of the listeners are probably familiar with, you know, Myers-Briggs type of temperament analysis. There are others out there. There's one called DISC. There's something really quite elaborate called the MMPI. I mean, there's all kinds of tools for evaluating this, but in my studies over the last 20 years, I've discovered that the Myers-Briggs or the Kersey version of it, the Kersey temperament sorter, really are simple to understand kind of tools that have powerful payoffs if you understand it. And so I got into it, and then I started studying it, and I realized that the idea of looking at temperaments was quite old. People have been looking at each other's differences, obviously, for thousands of years and aware of them. Back in the days of the Greeks, they made clear distinctions because they felt they saw four distinct kinds of personalities among people. The first modern, more detailed description of distinct temperaments came from Swiss psychologist Carl Jung in the 1920s, and then a mother-daughter team in the 1940s developed what's called the Myers-Briggs Temperament Indicator, the MBTI, in the 1940s, and it's been used pretty much since the 1950s. And that's the one that I originally got into and studied. And then I realized that there's an underlying value to it, because what it's about is that we all have specific preferences in the way we interpret our experiences, and that those preferences form the foundation of our interests, our needs, our values, and our motivation. And so when I understood that, I realized, wow, this temperament thing really gets at the heart of who we are as people. Kersey is a gentleman, a psychologist, who came up with his kind of a variation of the Myers-Briggs. I like to use that. I think it's a little easier for people to understand and to work with. But then the question comes up is, why is this information meaningful? Why is it significant? Well, it's significant and meaningful because it's all about understanding who we really are, and by extension, who other people are. So again, I got into it, started using it in the workplace, saw the benefits of it, and just got deeper and deeper into it. And now, in my work that I do as a business, an executive coach, as a personal coach, I use it all the time. That's the first thing I do. And it's not to put people in a box. It's so that I can understand how that person likes to get information, how that person makes decisions, and kind of how that person sees the world, because that makes it so much easier for me to be able to have a meaningful dialogue with the person and, you know, really powerful kind of communication. Because when people are a mystery to you and you to them, you know, communication stays pretty basic. It stays at a pretty basic level. But if you can get to a point where, you know, you're looking at them in a non-judgmental, objective way, you can not only discover your genuine identity, but you start to understand it for other people as well.
Isn't that true? Because I think a lot of people do have a little bit, they're a little weary, I think, of certain temperament tools because they maybe were introduced possibly in a workplace where I think a lot of possibly managers and different human resources departments and things like that, they used the tool in such a way that they unfortunately articulated it in such a way people were labeled somewhat limited and judged basically on what maybe they could and could not do. That funny that some people really got a little bit of that in the workplace, so it turned them off a bit to this tool. And that's unfortunate because it shouldn't be used that way.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And I could give examples of things I've read over the years that are just mind-boggling, of very large companies whose names you would instantly recognize really misusing not just this tool but similar tools to put people in boxes, because they came to the conclusion that, well, let's see, our business is this, and you know, this kind of thing needs certain kinds of skills and certain kinds of attitudes, and let's see, if we look at these people, oh, it's just these people we want. And so they were using it to be very exclusive. And they were hiring people based on a very narrow, definition of what it is they wanted from people. And the end result was all is and was always the same. What happens after a few years, you start there are missing pieces in your organization because other people and their different ways of seeing and doing things, you've essentially eliminated them. And you need differences. You need people with different ideas, different motivations, different ways of doing things, because that's what makes it all come together. That's why we have such a great country, because it's this incredible diversity that we get our strength from. And the same is true for an organization. Actually, the same is true even in relationships. It isn't about, you know, excluding people. But here's the key, and this is the thing that I think is the breakthrough with this kind of information, this kind of knowledge. When you look at it from this perspective, where you can be objective, you start seeing yourself, which is huge, and you start seeing other people in a very much more flexible, open kind of way, and you stop making a lot of harsh judgments, particularly about yourself and then also about other people, because you can see that people are just being who they really are. And I'll give you an example. Go ahead.
It is funny because, and that's what's really important too, is in the temperament analogy, we can, all of us, can actually put on the different hats of the different temperaments at different times. And that's the beauty of it, which is why, unfortunately, the times when it was used as a more of a judgment tool and things like that it was real unfortunate, because it limited folks for what they could actually do and become and in many ways. And you know what? We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about this, especially learning to read people around us. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com.
Join Deborah Diane's live clearing teleconferences to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, so every call is unique to that particular group. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing benefiting everyone on the call. To register for a teleconference, go to ConsciousRepatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space in the next call.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. I've got Michael Becker here talking with us today about uncovering the mystery of learning to read people around us. And Michael, we were just talking a little bit ago, and you had shared earlier some great analogies. And an analogy that was recently brought up about this particular subject to me was so funny, and I thought, well, my gosh, that's perfect, which is email, because I had been sending an email to a particular email address that was bouncing back and it wasn't coming through, and it was related to a temperament. We were having a temperament discussion with this person, and they brought up, well, see, you know, unless you know my temperament or my address, you can't really truly communicate with me. And I thought that was such a funny analogy, but it's perfect, because if you really do need to understand what address you're talking to.
Exactly right. That is a perfect analogy, because, I mean, it's so simple and it's one we all deal with most of the time, because if you don't, and it works two ways. It's like, you know, you have to know where you're coming from, what your foundation is, and then you have to have some understanding of the other person, where they're coming from, their foundation, because if you don't, it's like you were just saying, it keeps bouncing back. You know, you're trying to send a message, it's not being received, or, you know, it's being garbled, or it's being misunderstood. It's not what you intend it to be. And so I want to say that, you know, the reason I use this tool so much and I talk about it so much is that I think it represents two of life's most powerful tools, which is, one, a way of understanding yourself, which is why you see yourself in life a certain way and why you prefer to organize your life and do things in a particular way. That's understanding yourself. And then there's understanding the people around you, which is realizing and accepting that many people see themselves and the world very differently than you do. There are some that see it in quite a similar way, but many others who see it quite differently. So rather than get upset and get frustrated by this seeming lack of ability to communicate with certain people, it is about, again, understanding you as the sender and them as the receiver, and realizing that you can cross that bridge of any differences simply by you understanding that there are differences. The person you're talking to doesn't even have to understand that, at least not initially. They'll just all of a sudden have this sense that, wow, the communication with Michael or Jennifer or whoever used to seem awkward and difficult, and suddenly it's just so much easier. They're not really doing anything. It's you accommodating the difference between the two of you and realizing who they really are. And in the temperament world, it breaks down into, and again, for those of you who are familiar with this, just hang on for a second, because I'm sure there are some people who aren't that familiar, but it comes down into four basic areas, which is how people are energized, how they take in information, how people make decisions, and how people prefer to deal with the world around them. Those are the four kind of categories within temperament analysis that get addressed. And depending on how those are addressed, it leaves you with a temperament type, one of 16. And that, when you look at that, you'll either say yes or you'll shake your head, no, that's not me. And sometimes it's not me is interesting, because I always tell people when they do a temperament test, and some of them are online, they're very, very quick, very easy to do, you need to not do it at work. You need to not do it when you're in a stressful situation. You need to do it typically at home, off time, when you can really be comfortable and kind of, you know, free-spirited when you do it. Because if you're in a work situation, and I've seen this time and time again, people will often unconsciously skew the test, because in the work environment, there are certain expectations of who you are and what you should think and how you should operate. And that oftentimes gets translated into the test as results that are not accurate. And so, you know, you never want to do these kind of things in a work situation or in a stressful situation. But with that said, when you do it and you see your temperament type and you read about it and you go, yes, that, wow, that one, that really represents me, that's when you can start using the tool immediately to communicate better with people. And I'm going to give an example. A number of years ago, I was working with a couple that had a that ran a business together, quite a successful business, but it started having some problems. And they came to me for business coaching, and I got involved with them. And of course, based on what I've said, you can imagine what the first thing I did was. I gave them both a temperament analysis test to see who I was communicating with. When I saw the results, it was obvious to me where at least one area of difficulty was for them. And that was they were virtual opposites on the temperament scale. You know, whatever one was, the other was the opposite of that. And so we got talking about that, and sure enough, they finally opened up and said, yeah, you know, we just seem to struggle with each other because, you know, I think he does it wrong, or he should do it my way. And he was saying the same thing about her. And it went back and forth. And finally, the more we talked about it and they understood it, the more they realized that, wait a minute, this is, We're just doing it from our perspectives of who we really are. We're doing it the way we prefer to do things. And by the way, that's what temperament analysis is all about. It's not about you're smarter, you're wiser, you're more talented. It's only about preferences. It's what you prefer. You know, left to yourself, what would you prefer to do? So I worked with them on it. We worked through it. And sure enough, we were able to resolve the situation. And then I got together with them again like about 2 months later just to do a follow-up, and they looked at me, and at one point they said, well, we got to tell you something. It's pretty dramatic. And they said to me, you saved our marriage. And I kind of stepped back in my chair, and I said, well, first of all, you got to know I didn't save your marriage. And they said, yes, you did. Wasn't you specifically, but what saved our marriage, or at least for us felt like it, was once we started to understand this, and then we did some additional reading on our own, we realized that problems we were having in our personal life away from work had their foundations in misunderstanding and misinterpreting and making judgments about each other, thinking almost to the extent of, they're doing that to make me crazy. In other words, it was a conscious decision. You know, you're doing that to make me crazy. And it turned out, once again, it wasn't that at all. It was they were so different in terms of temperament. They were simply doing the things and behaving in a way that was most comfortable for them and that displayed their preferences. Once they understood it, once they could be objective about it and realizing it wasn't some kind of a plot to make each other crazy, and it was just them being who they really were, they could talk openly about it. Then it was suddenly on the table as something objective and not something that was shrouded in some kind of, you know, secrecy that they each were holding on to. And once they could do that, huge breakthroughs. And that's why they made the comment to me. Of course, again, I didn't save their marriage. I just introduced them to some information that I think, once you understand it, at least basically, is incredibly powerful in your life, not only in a marriage, but I mean in terms of your work, in terms of career choices. In fact, going back a little further, choosing a significant other, you know, who you're comfortable with, in raising children, in doing things that make you happy. Your temperament has a lot to do with it, because if you do things and make choices that run counter to who you really are, you will not be happy in the long term. I mean, I've discovered that working with a lot of people over the years, that you can do it. As you said earlier, Jennifer, anyone can be any temperament at any given moment in time. So you can act in a very opposite, different way than who you naturally are.
Right.
It's just difficult to sustain it over a long period of time. It's very
right.
draining to be and behave in a way that's not you.
And there's also an incredibly empowering effect of being able to be aware of when you're wearing a different hat. For example, when I'm talking to a particular audience, I literally getting a sense of them allows me to adjust my communication. Whereas if I was in a completely natural state, I'd be communicating just in a you know, real comfortable, use the words I constantly use every day. But with a particular audience, understanding them better, I'm able to use a particular set of phrases even that I know is going to be understood quickly by this particular audience, but I'm aware I'm doing it. I'm on purpose. And that's what I love about it, because knowing more about temperaments, you have this great tool, the part of it where there's expectations people have of one another. And if you go too long without trying to understand the people that you're in relationship with, whether it's literally family or in business environments, if you go too long with that, the expectations you start developing can oftentimes not be met. So I really want to talk about that a little bit further here when we come back. We have to take a quick break, and I want to talk about expectations and other ways that people can go out and actually utilize this tool and find this tool so they can start actually learning more about it. So stay tuned. We'll be right back to Inspired Action Radio.
In each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Inspired Action Radio. We are talking today with Michael, and we're talking about personalities, temperaments, and how to know ourselves better, and what expectations we have of one another, and how to create better successful relationships, both in the workplace and at home, of course. And before we continue, very quickly, I want to point out regarding Inspired Action, part of the foundation of Inspired Action is understanding how incredibly important and valuable you are. I know some of you listened to our show on March 20th, where we talked about how important and sacred the idea of shifting your viewpoint to see yourself as your greatest asset. We've launched a new self-value project in which we'll be offering you all an important reminder of how valuable you are. We often get in autopilot, and sometimes we need something to interrupt that in our days to remind us of who we really are and what we are capable of. And so if you'd like to participate in receiving that all-important message, it comes once a week, and it's just sent via email. Send an email to care, C-A-R-E, at conscious, C-O-N-S-C-I-O-U-S, product center, productcenter.com. Put the word self-value in your email, and we'll make sure you get on the list. No obligation, just a sincere message of hope from me to you. And so I want to get back to this, Michael. We were talking about expectations people have of one another, and that your story just a few minutes ago about the couple that you were helping with another issue, you turned out to save their marriage by bringing up and helping them learn about this. That's another thing, isn't it, that we often have these unrealistic expectations of one another.
We do, because, you know, the human psychology is fairly complicated, but in some areas it's fairly simple, meaning that we all have this wish, and sometimes even a belief, that we would like other people to be just like us. You know, our mind somehow tells itself that that is when life would be most comfortable. If everyone would just be like me, believe what I believe, do what I do, boy, my life would just be wonderful. Well, we've really got to let that go, because, I mean, if you're an adult, you realize that that's pretty much not how life is. It just isn't that way. And once you understand, you know, temperament and by extension personality, you realize that differences, there's nothing wrong with differences. It's what makes life interesting. It's what makes it worthwhile when people are different than you and they have they bring different ideas to the table, different thoughts, different opinions. It's what makes life just intriguing. But if you don't understand where that's coming from, and you think, you know, people are consciously saying and doing things to you to, you know, make your life difficult or challenging, that's where we run into problems. And the reason I feel so strongly about this temperament analysis stuff is that I think by even having a basic understanding of it, it can make a huge difference in your life. It can allow you to shift from being in a judgment mode, here it is, not just about others, because, you know, empowerment, changing your life, creating the things in life that you want, starts not from outside of you with other people. It's an internal thing that has to do with you. And a lot of the success in life I've learned has to be from, it's inside me, and it's the quality of what's inside me, meaning if I have a lot of negative and limiting beliefs about myself, it doesn't matter who I associate with.
Right.
If those are strongly held limitations and beliefs, negative, then it's going to be an uphill struggle every single day. But just with temperament analysis, when you realize, wait a minute, when I do that, that's because I have a natural preference for that. And wait a minute, some of the people I'm around, they don't have that preference. Their preferences are different than mine. Just knowing that makes it so much easier to deal with. And for me, it was a huge breakthrough, personally, when I finally understood where I was coming from and why I tend to do, you know, certain kinds of things in a certain way. It's not some crazy, you know, plot that I have in my mind. It's that's who I actually am, and those are my preferences. So yeah.
I'd love for you to be able to give everyone out there maybe a place they can go to take. There are different levels of testing, I realize, out there. Some are short, some are very long, some go quite extensively into it. What could someone just right out of the gate go, where can they go to just get a quick test, get a quick sense of this tool?
Well, the one I recommend, and I've tried a lot of different ones over the years, is a site on the web called Human, H-U-M-A-N, Metrics. Metrics, humanmetrics.com. If you go there, they have an online test. It's free. And they call it, because it's their version of it, they call it the Jung, J-U-N-G, Jung typology test. When you open the site, you'll see that at the top it says Jung typology test, and you can click take it. If you take it, it takes about 10 or 12 minutes to do. You instantly get your results back, and you also there'll be some numbers under each letter. And those numbers, I've learned over the years, are significant because they give you a sense of the intensity of each of your preferences. You know, are you an extrovert or are you an introvert? And the numbers give you a good indication of how strongly extroverted you are versus you might be an extrovert, you're just a slightly extroverted person. And that's important when you get deeper into it. But in the beginning, just seeing your letters, knowing your type, and then reading about it, once you know your type, and you can just Google literally the four letters on Google, and you will get all kinds of sites for your particular type that you can go to and read.
Fantastic. And I just really want to point out before we run out here is that, Michael, you are so great. He's opening up his time for those folks out there who may want to take advantage of a free 30-minute coaching session, learning a bit more on this topic. That is so fantastic. He's offering a few slots available out there, so I want to make sure that that's put out there for everyone. If you want to take advantage of that, contact him at Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at ConsciousProductCenter.com, and you can reach us at InspiredActionRadio.com, and also be sure to contact us at Care@ConsciousProductCenter.com if you want to be part of the wonderful self-value project we've got going on out there. I want to thank you today, Michael Becker, for sharing such great information. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in to us at Inspired Action Radio. Next week, we're going to be talking about essentially intellectual enlightenment versus actual enlightenment. Why people don't walk their talk. That is so important, because how often do you see people out there saying one thing and doing another? That's so amazing. And there are key components as to how we can get out of that mode and recognize ourselves if we're doing it. So we are, again, Inspired Action Radio. Hope you join us every Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Have a wonderful, wonderful week, everybody, and we will see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to bring your unique spirit and your amazing
increasingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired, open your mind, bring excitement back into your life, and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery with Jennifer Becker. Visit InspiredActionRadio.com and take inspired action today.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information.
Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.